Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't know what you call it. We just played the game.
Would y'all ever play running games or games?
Faith? Yeah. We played faith. That was hiding faith. You run. And we used to, well, I don't know if you call that playing. We used to race to see who could get to the corner first and back.
Yeah.
And we'd have somebody to cut the rope, you know, and hit the rope. Two of us would get together to run, and we had to run to the corner and turn around and come back and see who won.
Now, hide and face, somebody would...
Somebody would be the catcher, and they had to hide their face like against the wall. They had to hide their face and not look to see where you're going at. And you'd go and hide from someplace, and they had to find you.
You said they were it?
Yeah, they were called it. And they would have to find you. And when they, well, some people call them the catcher. We call them it. So you'd go hide, and he would tell, she would try to find you. And when they get close to you, there's somebody else who was calling out would say, you're close to him, you're hot, you're cold. And when you were hot, you were close to him. And if you were cold, you were far away from him. And it's almost like that.
Was there a place where you could beat him back to?
Yeah, it was a bait. You could beat him back to, and if you didn't, if he was getting close and you got out your corner and run, then he'd chase you or she'd chase you. And if they caught you, well, then you was it. You see? You had to hide your face. But if you got back to base before them, like the wall was the base, or a piece of paper, something on the ground. But have a mark, you know, where you had to run to.
Oh, did you ever use a kind of a game that you'd play with a line or a bunch of lines or something like that? That was hopscotch, right?
Yeah, it was different games than hopscotch. You'd hold a rope, and you call it height, and you raise it. You start low, and you go a little higher, a little higher, a little higher, and see who could jump the highest.
And that was called height?
Height. Now, I don't know if that's the nail. That's what we call it, height.
Did you ever play any games with rings or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, we had games with horseshoes, you know, that you buy. And they had these little sticks and you just throw them. Because you could throw them over the stick.
Yeah. You'd go out and...
Throw. That was hard to do, too. You couldn't always throw it. You'd miss. And,
okay, any game?
We used to play cards for peanuts and candy. We'd play cards like Five Up, Pity Pat, Smut. That was fun. Oh, that was fun because we'd be black. We'd take real smut from the chimney. And you see, like if I had six cards left, I got six dots of smut. Everybody come and give me a smut. Supposing three or four of us was playing, just how many I got. Boy, was that a job to wash it off. We had better got it off. Couldn't go to bed till it was all off. Now, when we go out to, like my mother would take us to a birthday party and we played a game, where we used powder, you know, face powder. Wasn't allowed to use stuff on at home.
Now, a game that you play with a tin can or anything like that?
Yeah, we call it a walking can. You take a can and you bore a hole and you tie a rock to a wire underneath it. And you pull the wire up and you put your foot on the can and the wire and you walk. We also had a walking stick. My mother didn't like us to play that, but my brother did. He'd take a long stick and he cut a piece of wood, a triangle, and put it on these two sticks and he'd get on that and he'd walk. I walked sometime, but not often because my mother didn't like me to do it, but you know, children.
Well, y'all ever use a game where you have a puck of some sort and you beat it around the street with sticks or something like that? You ever see that kind of game?
No, we used to play a game. We played parades, and we'd take the washboard, Mama's washboard, and rub it backwards and forwards, and we'd take old pie pans, old buckets.